High energy. What's going on, Print fam? It's your boy, Cam. Welcome back to the Print Life Live podcast, where we talk screen print news, and then we talk screen print and business, and then at the end of that, I do my best to answer your screen printing questions. Now, well, first off, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Hope you have a good one. And here's what's happening today in the print life. As usual, we're going to run down our news. We're going to start with the Print Life Facebook group shop shoutouts, because other than that, I don't got any industry news for you. Once we're done with that, we have a very special guest. It is Rob from the Shirt Peddler, and he is here to talk about the benefits of used screen printing equipment. And then finally, we're going to do our live Q&A, and today, because we have a guest, we're going to let Rob chime in on that stuff. So, let's just get started right into it. I'm going to open up the Facebook news feed. I've already, I think I already filtered it out. No, not yet. News. Okay, so I'm filtering it out for people that have put news of some sort in the title. And that's who I'm going to be reading from. So, we're going to start at the top. We got Andy Smith, and he's got his news. They've officially made the switch to 100% water-based ink. Oh, wow. So they've completely dropped Plastisol off their roster. Congratulations, man. Hopefully it goes well for you. And they're going to be using pretty much Green Galaxy across the board. Right on, man. That's a good move, I think. Cool. We got Gene LaRose. They've got their new equipment, and they just finished setting up the shop. They already have a few orders due to this screen printing as a side hustle, but they're hoping to make it a full-time gig. Let's zoom in on their photos here. Nice, dude. Very, very cool. Kevin Gunn, they got a good three-color print with his new press done today. No underbase. Damn, there's no underbase on that? Must have hit that green like at least two times. Looks good, man. Sean Brown is having an awesome friend come through tomorrow morning to plumb water and drainage into his garage for a washout booth. Yeah, dude, I've seen that craziness you've been dealing with, Sean, so that's going to be a nice upgrade for you. Make life a bunch easier. Great choice of words. Make life a lot easier for you. Who else we got? Joshua Whitlow. 9-color backs, done. 5-color fronts, done. We'll be done by 10:30-ish. Good job, buddy. He's got a video here. Let's see if it plays on this live thing. That's not going to show. Oh, they're printing on an MHM. Looking good. No audio, so we can't really do that. It's a big shop. They got an MHM running. I don't know how many colors is on that thing, but they're crushing it. Rule Gratis Maxwell. Raul. Bought a 4-station 4-color press on Amazon. From Happy Buy. Looks like we got a picture here. Oh, he's assembling it right now. Very cool. Oh, yeah, dude. I remember buying something like that. Works pretty good. Congratulations. And Jamie Lineback. They've moved. Found a duplex down the street with a shed in the back. Got electricity in the shed. And they set up their washout booth outside. They got a dark room, and it's basically ready for production. Let's take a look at what you got. And as far as I know, you're moving out of your house, right? So that's really badass. That's a cool little space. Congratulations, Jamie. We got Randy Hernandez. Finally got the space repainted. New drywall on the ceiling. Oh, shit. Oh, damage from Irma. And basically, he bought the stuff used, so he's really excited to start printing. Congratulations, Randy. That's amazing. Curtis King. Curtis King officially has a shop. No more printing from home. They got a 1,300-square-foot building. They've been looking for a while now. They got a good deal on the rent, so they made the jump. And they're going to start moving in the 15th. So congratulations. That's good. Pretty good, right, Rob?
That's really good square footage.
Hell yeah, man. Awesome. Who else we got here? Kenneth Fisher. Fisher Screen Printing and Vinyl. Here's proof that you don't need a lot of money to get started doing what I call the nasty. Laughing my ass off. I call it the nasty because everything in this 10 by 13 room was purchased on the cheap. So let's see what we got here. And I know you guys can't see the photos, but yeah, he's just kind of rigged. It reminds me of my first little print studio. So cool. Well, congratulations, Kenneth. Keep doing your thing, man. Juan Cortez, 20 to 30, 20 by 23 screens. Most of them are in good shape. Doesn't need them anymore. That's a classified ad. That is not news. slow hustle in there.
Yeah.
Mark Ripley. I feel like, dude, we're working on it.
A lot of good news, though.
A lot of good news, man. Oh, here we go. So I know I can never get his goddamn name right, but it's Lino Cotto. If that is your real name and I'm saying it right, then that shit, dude, that just flows. It's so good. But they started working on their website in November, and they have officially launched it on Monday. So really happy for them. So you can check out Hale Inc. That's HALEINK.com. And you can go, you know, hijack their style. Who else we got? Daniel Barunda. Kind of for cam. He was wondering about Amazon 20-watt lights. 30-second exposure. Yes, I said 32 watts in my video, but that's my mistake. Oh, so you were the one that was talking about kind of retrofitting an existing exposure unit with those LEDs. We'll dive into that later. That's not really news. It's like kind of like, I don't know, tips and tricks maybe. Do a video on it. Juan Cortez got a 1430 printer for about $50 at Staples, and it works perfectly. I wonder if you're using AccuRip with that. Kevin Gunn, this is a good one because he ordered a 6x6 press made in China for $1,211, including shipping from Cali. And he posted earlier in the week, some discussions got heated, so he deleted the original post. Huh. Interesting. Why are y'all hating on the man? Wonder what happened.
Yeah, chill out.
Jeez, just take a chill pill, guys.
Let him use the game.
Yeah. Dude, I bought a fucking Chinese flash, and I got no hate. I know this will not last forever, but...
Then use it, you know?
Yeah, it's great, man. Major step up from... Yeah, dude, I think it's cool that you got it, Kevin, so fucking keep rocking out on that thing, and... As a matter of fact, dude, if everything goes well, you hit me up, and maybe we can do some kind of little video collab to talk about it.
Heck yeah.
And y'all that was talking shit on him, that shame on you. Brian Bufka, what do we got here? That's nothing. Okay, I think that's about it, guys. Everything shop news from February the 7th, so that was last week. So I think we made it through pretty well. Hopefully... I touched on everyone's news who was trying to get featured today. Keep that stuff coming, man. I really like doing that shop news. I like doing the little shop shout-outs because it gives everyone a little chance to shine. So keep it coming. Make sure to keep posting it on the Print Life Facebook group. And if this is your first time here, in case you didn't know, send a request to the Print Life Facebook group. And then once you're accepted, you can post your shop news and I will, you know, shout you out on the live show. Anyway, let's get out of this thing. What else we got to do, guys? I feel like that's pretty much it for the news. So it's time to move on to the business / interview. And we're going to bring my man Rob in here. I got to switch screens because I got like a dual screen setup. So here we go. Rob, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's bring you in. Yeah, there he is. Now, you guys, let me know in the chat if you can see him before we actually get this started, because this is a first time. We're pretending like this is our first time doing this. I might delete the next one if this one goes better. So is Rob coming?